Chapter 11.
Han kept his back flat against the wall next to the ship's open hatch, risking another glance down the ramp. The cool, fresh oxygen made him feel alert. The compartment had grown so warm, Han had felt smothered by the damp air. He glanced over to where Chewie stood on the other side of the door, giving him a small signal. His co-pilot pulled back, ducking farther into the ship. Han was about to follow when his attention was drawn back to the two stormtroopers stationed at the bottom of the boarding ramp.
"The ship's all yours,"
one of the stormtroopers called. A moment later, a small group of men from the hangar crew appeared. They pushed a large, dark blue rectangular cart forward. Han recognized it immediately. A scanner. So, those white helmets weren't empty after all. They would scan every centimeter of the ship looking for hidden compartments.
"If the scanners pick up anything, report it immediately,"
the stormtrooper said. Han fell back, moving quickly to where Chewie was waiting around the nearest corner. Luke and Ben hovered a short distance behind him. The kid was the very picture of nerves. Han gave him a reassuring look before setting his blaster to stun. Han tracked the sound of the scanner crew as they entered the Falcon and set to turning on the machine. The three men spoke quietly to each other as they started their work, rolling the scanner forward right into the waiting Wookiee. The crew had 1 second to look terrified before Chewie knocked two out with his fists and Han stunned the third into a deep sleep. Han cupped his hands around his mouth and called,
"Hey down there! Could you give us a hand with this?"
He had to give them a little credit. Both stormtroopers were quick reaching for their guns, but very few in the galaxy were faster on the draw than Han. The two stormtroopers fell just as hard as the scanner crew did.
"Nice shooting,"
Luke said, clapping Han on the shoulder.
"Thanks, kid. Now which one do you want?"
Han gestured to the two stormtroopers.
"Quickly, quickly,"
Ben said, keeping an eye on the boarding ramp as Luke and Han stripped the stormtroopers of their uniforms.
"Oh my!"
The protocol droid, C-3PO, as Luke called him, sounded startled at being rebooted. The R2 unit rolled around them, investigating what they were doing.
"Ugh,"
Han said, holding out the black fabric jumpsuit.
"You think these guys ever heard of bathing? Mine smells like the guy slept in it."
Luke took a sniff of his, then groaned.
"Ugh, I think they must have served something spicy for lunch today."
Han threw the stiff white armor on, adjusting the various straps. The helmet smelled like bad breath.
"Lead on, old man. This is your plan."
Ben's dark brown robe swept out behind him as he made his way down the ramp. Han glanced over his shoulder, telling Luke,
"We need to keep the droids behind us."
Something clattered in the distance, and a faint womp, womp, womp alarm sounded. Han ran down the steps just in time to see the remaining stormtroopers and hangar crew rushing through the exit. Ben stood in the shadows of the Falcon, his hood up.
"What did you do?"
Han asked.
"Tricks and nonsense," Ben said with a small smile. "A security alarm required their attention."
Han was still staring at Ben when Luke and Chewie followed the old man out.
"Let's go,"
Luke said, nodding toward the glass observation window 2 stories above them. The small command center would give them access to the battle station's technical details. If Ben was right, they might be able to disable the tractor beam from there. They had no problems entering the elevator unseen, riding it up to the 3rd level in silence. The door slid open, and Han stepped out first, narrowly avoiding the troop of officers marching by. Ben said quietly,
"I believe it's that door over there."
"All right, let's get this over with."
Han led the way, getting into position just outside the door, Luke and Chewie to his right. Before he could buzz to be let in, the door snapped open. The Imperial officer standing there jumped back in alarm, just as Chewie let out a magnificent roar. Han fired on the other officer manning the switchboards and controls, taking him out as the rest of their group flooded into the room behind him.
"You know,"
Luke said as he ripped off his helmet,
Between his howling and your blasting everything in sight, it's a wonder the whole station doesn't know we're here.
Bring them on,
Han shot back, taking off his own helmet.
I prefer a straight fight to all of this sneaking around.
Luke was still shaking his head when he turned to Ben.
Are you all right? You look like you've seen a ghost.
The old man had turned back toward the door they'd come through, his head cocked slightly to the side as if he were listening to something the rest of them couldn't hear.
I sensed a presence I've not felt in some time.
We found the computer outlet, sir. He says he's found the main computer to power the tractor beam that's holding the ship. He'll try to make the precise location appear on the monitor.
Han hadn't even seen the little R2 unit stick its little probe arm into one of the sockets of the console. While he and Luke went to watch the monitor, Han, actually using his head, turned and secured the locks on the doors.
The tractor beam is coupled to the main reactor in 7 locations,
3PO explained, ignoring the whistles from the R2 unit.
A power loss at one of these terminals will allow the ship to leave.
Ben studied the map on the screen.
I don't think you boys can help with this. I must go alone.
Great. Fantastic. Han held up his hands. Whatever you say. You aren't paying me nearly enough for this.
Luke ignored Han, grabbing Ben's arm.
There was a look of panic on the kid's face.
Well, I want to go with you.
The old man, though, was as calm as ever.
Be patient, Luke. Stay and watch over the droids. They must be delivered safely, or other star systems will suffer the same fate as Alderaan. Your destiny lies along a different path than mine.
Han rolled his eyes so hard at Ben's dramatic tone, they should have gone flying out of his head.
The Force will be with you. Always, Ben said.
He pulled his hood up over his head, then felt for the lightsaber at his side. When the door opened, he ducked out into the long gray hall. Luke stood there a moment, watching him go before shutting the door.
Han leaned over the console, checking on the Falcon below. The R2 droid started whistling like crazy, its head spinning back toward Luke.
What is it?
Luke asked.
Wait, slow down, R2. Sir, I'm afraid I'm not entirely sure. He says, I found her, and keeps repeating, she's here, she's here.
Who?
Luke asked before Han could.
Why, Princess Leia, sir.
The princess? Luke cried. She's here?
Han blinked.
Princess? What's going on?
Indeed,
3PO said, interpreting R2's beeping for them.
Level 5. Detention block AA-23. I'm afraid she's scheduled to be terminated.
Han could have groaned. If anything was going to light an unwanted fire under Luke, a damsel in distress was. Still, the name sounded familiar. Princess Leia. Leia. Where had he heard that before?
We've got to do something, Luke said.
What are you even talking about?
Han asked.
The droid, R2. He belongs to her. She recorded a message for Ben to find, saying she needed his help delivering something, stored on the droid, to her father on Alderaan.
Yikes. Unless her father had left the planet before it was destroyed, no one was delivering anything to anyone. Now look, Han began. Don't get any funny ideas. The old man wants us to wait right here.
It was like he hadn't spoken at all. Luke ignored him and turned back to the droids.
Can you find a way into the detention block?
I'm not going anywhere,
Han said. He'd hang around long enough for the old man to disable the tractor beam, and then he was gone, with or without the kid. No, that wasn't true. He wouldn't leave without the kid. Luke would get himself killed. An unwanted fear gripped Han's stomach, turning it over.
They're going to execute her, Luke said. Look, a few minutes ago you said you didn't want to just wait here to be captured. Now all you want to do is stay.
Nice tactic, turning Han's words against him. Smooth, kid.
Marching into the detention area is not what I had in mind. They'll execute us too if we're caught.
Something lit behind Luke's eyes, and when he looked at Han again, there was a small, knowing smile on his face. She's rich.
Chewbacca swiveled toward the kid, suddenly interested, and growled.
Rich?
Han repeated slowly.
How rich are we talking?
Listen, Luke began. If you were to rescue her, the reward would be...
Han caught himself leaning forward.
What?
Well, more wealth than you can imagine, Luke finished.
I don't know. I can imagine quite a bit.
Enough to swim through, roll around in, and maybe buy himself his own personal island on a planet where Jabba could never find him.
And you'll get it. All of it.
Han leaned back against the console, crossing his arms over his chest as he considered that.
Any amount he could dream up, huh?
A reward of that magnitude would get Jabba off his back and set him up for... what exactly? Going legal with his business? Buying some property and settling down? Chewie had a family to support, but what would Han even do with the money, other than put it back into the Falcon or buy a new ship? The kid could dream all he wanted about being a big-shot hero, rescuing princesses. But Han was just a normal guy, trying to keep his skin. And, if he could, rescue the dreamers from their delusions. Casting a worried look at Luke, Han tried to imagine a scenario where the kid would be able to make it out of the battle station without his help. Luke might have had the heart, but there were times you had to be heartless to survive. But, if Han were being honest, he would admit that it stung, just a little bit, that the kid assumed everything he did was for money.
I'd better, he told Luke. All of it.
Han looked at Chewie, waiting for his grunt of agreement. When he had it, he asked,
What's your plan?
Luke glanced around, eyes catching on something on the console.
3PO, can you hand me those binders?
Holding the binders, he took a step closer to Chewie.
Okay, now I'm gonna put these on you.
Chewie liked that idea about as much as he liked getting haircuts. He let out a furious roar, pride ruffled.
Okay, Han, you put them on.
Luke quickly shoved the binders into Han's hands.
Don't worry, Chewie. I think I know what he has in mind. Easy, buddy. You know it's just pretend,
Han assured him. Still, his heart gave a little jerk over how worried Chewie looked as Han snapped the electronic binders in place.
Master Luke, sir,
3PO said.
Pardon me for asking, but what should R2 and I do if we're discovered here?
Luke picked up his stormtrooper helmet again.
Lock the door.
And hope they don't have blasters, Han added.